Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassion Light Healing Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and it is March, if you can believe it or not. We are in the third month of this year already. So for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher coach and an angelic channel. So welcome. And I hope that you are having a wonderful week this week as we are now into March. And so if you have yet to hear the energy of the month as well as the week, I want to encourage you to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/angelichealer and teacher Kath. That's C-A-T-H, and you will be able to see me live there. Well, I'm not live there now, but I was live on my page to share what it is that's coming in for this month as well as for this week. And so, I go into all of that, we are going to do a meditation, and we have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for us as we go into this meditation and do some clearing as well as just kind of get in that mindset, especially as we start to talk about our new series, Back to Basics. And today we're going to be talking about what is spiritual awakening. So if you are new to the spiritual journey, I would love for you to call in and share what it is that got you going and how it is that brought you, what it is that brought you to this spiritual journey. So if you would like to, call in and talk to me about what it is that you have gone through, what it is that you're learning about yourself, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so you can be live on air with me. So before we go ahead and talk about this week's energy, what it is that's coming in for the rest of this week, as well as just kind of touch a little bit on the energy of this month, we're going to go ahead and do this meditation so we can really be supported by the angels, by the archangels, as well as to help raise our vibrations, especially as we really enter into this month. We just, came out of the full moon energy this past weekend. It's going to help us to really gain that clarity and really help us to, let go of the old energy to really bring in this new energy that March brings. So if you are able to, I want to encourage you to close your sit comfortably first, wherever that may be. Or you may even lay down if that would be comfortable for you. And to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to place our hands onto our heart to really, be there in our heart space. And to keep breathing into your nose and out through your mouth. And once you are in your heart space, to create that atmosphere that is calming for you, that makes you feel at peace. And we're really going to be in that mindset of calm. And, you know, in that meditation space and zone, so that we can really be able to hear what it is that the angels have to show us and tell us, as well as the archangels and the divine God and, you know, the spirit world, just being able to speak to us and support us with their energy as we really get into this mindset and talking about our spiritual journeys. And as we create this space, we're going to imagine a door in our heart space, an open door, and this open door is going to help us to invite our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, into our space so that we can really, you know, be supported by them and feel that support from our angels and guides, as well as the archangels. And we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Gabriel, we have Archangel Jophiel, we have Archangel Uriel, Archangel Samuel, and Archangel Michael, all stepping forward for us today and encircling us. And as they encircle our energy or right around us, they're going to be sending you their energy with all different colors. The energy that you can feel that just feels light, and you can feel that love that they send. And that energy that they send is going to encircle us in this tunnel of energy. Kind of like being inside of a vortex. And this energy that they send is going to spin around us. And it's going to help to draw out all of the old energy that's within us and draw it out into this tunnel of energy that the archangels bring. And it's going to draw it up into this cloud of energy right above you. And this cloud of energy is going to draw up all the old stuck energy that's within us, and going to transmute and transform it into the sparkling light of energy that comes back down just like rain, and fills in all the spaces where the old energy was brought out of within us. So if you can take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, just feel this renewed energy that comes in. And the messages that it comes with. And as we feel into this new energy, we have Archangel Michael stepping forward for us. And he's going to wrap us in this bubble of energy, this electric blue and white bubble of energy that is going to protect us and guide us so that our energy is secure and that it will be protected from all of the outside energy that is, you know, trying to come in, all of other people's energies, all of the energies that we do not need, so that we can really be focused on our journey and what it is that we need to do. So really feel into this energy that the archangels bring. Take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. Now the archangels are going to help ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that goes all the way down to ground us. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white, green, and blue energy that comes all the way up and through our feet, up our legs, and it just keeps going up all the way to your head and out through your crown chakra, like this fountain of water that comes out, and energy is going to then flow out of you and back onto the ground, and it's going to spread out through the ground and to others and throughout your community, and it's really going to spread to those who it is that it is needed for. So keep taking those deep breaths. We also have the divine energy coming in through your crown chakra, a rainbow energy that comes in. And it's going to then come out to your feet and also spread out onto the ground to those who it is needed for, to those who are needing your energy, are needing that love and light that is around you, that are meant for you, that you are meant to reach. So when you are ready, you could bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope that this energy that, you know, they're bringing us has helped you to kind of really open up to what it is that you are meant to learn, what it is that they're wanting to show you when it comes to your journey and who it is that you are. So this month's energy is about reinvention and reimagination. So reinvention meaning that they really want you to really see who it is that you truly are, even through everything that we have gone through, especially when it comes to the pandemic and everything that has gone on within society recently around you, and to help you to see who it is that you truly are when it comes to your unique gifts as well as your passions. And so, you know, they really want you to see that you are meant to use those gifts with your passions and really bring out that love and light that you are to those who truly need you. And, you know, I want to remind everyone, and the archangels want to remind everyone, that you are needed and that your energy is there so that you can help those who are awakening who are not yet awakened either, and they're starting to get there. And so we have to remember that we are all meant to help those who are still not quite there yet with our love and light, doing those things that we long to do, and really showing up for those people who you are meant for. When we do those things that we truly long to do and we are passionate about, we really send out that energy to those who are meant for us, and that attracts them to you like a magnet. So, you know, this month, the energy is going to be picking up. It has been slowly picking up the last few months, but it's really going to pick up quicker. And also this energy that we're in March is going to be one where we are asked to take action, take even more action than we have been in previous months. So what is it that the divine is showing you, especially if you've been on the spiritual journey for a while? What is it that they're showing you that you need to do next in order to really step into your purpose, in order to really do those things that you are meant to do? Especially if, you know, you have been preparing, if you have been, you know, setting those intentions and saying to the divine, yes, you know, I want to do those things that I want to do. I want to live that life that is filled with joy and happiness so that, you know, I can help my family as well as the community around you and those who you are meant to reach. So what is it that they're asking you to do? And this month also, there's a lot more people awakening to this journey, the spiritual journey. And you're going to be seeing that everywhere. A lot of people starting to really understand that there's more to them than just living this a life of routine, you know, doing a job that they might not like, but really starting to understand that they are meant to do great things. They are meant to do so much to, you know, live that life that they're meant to live. And so, you know, as people are awakening, it's those of us who have been awakened for a while, it's important for us to really take that action and do those things that we're being shown so that we can continue to not only grow ourselves and transform ourselves, but also to really help those people by teaching, by helping to heal as well. Those who are starting to awaken, those who are starting to understand that there's more to them than, you know, this human body and just living this routine life of going, whether it's going to work or going to school, and doing the same things over and over again. But when it comes to spiritual life and understanding that there's more to it and there's more to them and that what it is that they do is very important, that it's important for them to really show up, to really share who it is that they are so that they can, you know, share that love and light that they're meant to share in this journey so that others can awaken, those people who are meant to really reach those who they are meant to reach. So what is it that you need to do in order to get there, in order to be able to reach those people and teach and heal? So what does that look like for you? So that is part of the energy that's coming in, as well as that reimagining. So reimagining meaning that it's going to be important for us to, you know, continue to dream big. The last few months, you know, we've kind of lost that dreaming part because of all that's happened with the pandemic. So right before the pandemic, we were doing a lot of dreaming big on what it is that we really wanted to do. And then the pandemic hit, and we were really then in this, you know, this time of, you know, stepping out of comfort zones and doing a lot of learning and growing. And so what the archangels want you to see this month is that it's important for you to go back to those dreams, to, you know, continue to dream big. But how does it look different now? How is it going to look because of the pandemic, because of all that's happened in society, in our government, in our neighborhoods and our communities? How does that look a little bit different? It's still meant for us to dream big and dream about those things that we truly want to do. But how is that going to look a little bit different now that we've gone through all of this, you know, and that's happened around us and through all the challenges that we've been through and also the growth that you've gone through? Because, you know, in 2020, we were really, you know, pushed to, you know, step out of our comfort zones. And so that, you know, all of us were in some way. And so it helped us to, you know, let go of some fears. It helped us to really be able to stretch ourselves so that we can understand that we are meant to do more, that we can do more, especially after what's happened last year. You know, and, you know, we may not have thought that, you know, something like the pandemic could happen in our life, but it did, and you came out of it. So what does that look like for you now because of what you've been through, because you've come out of the other side and, you know, done so much more than you thought you can do? So the archangels and the divine are reminding us that we can do anything that we truly want to do. We can really live that life that we truly want. So how does it expand your dream? How does it make it bigger? How does it, you know, how is it tweaked so that you can really, you know, open up to who it is that you are and what it is that you want to do? And how does that bring you closer to stepping into your purpose? So that is what is coming in when it comes to this month's energy. And this week, there are going to be some struggles that come in, especially as we end this week. You know, you may already have gone through struggles at the beginning of this week and have felt into some of that energy, but it's there for us to let go of those things that is not meant for you. And then so that you can be ready for all those things that are meant for you to step into, that are meant for you to take part of, so that you can continue to grow, so that you can continue to expand and step into your purpose and do those things, those next steps that are part of your goals, that are part of your dreams, that are part of your intentions that you set for yourself. What does that look like? And then to see what it is that the divine is showing you when it comes to those next steps. So there's a lot coming in, you know, a lot leaving us, a lot of healing, lots of letting go. And then so that we can be ready for all of that new energy that is coming in for us this month. So if you are tuning in and would like to talk about your spiritual journey, would like to talk about what it is that you've learned, please give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So let's go ahead and take a call. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Calling from
I'm great. How are you? What was your name?
Wonderful. My name is Trish, and how would you like me to ask a question?
You can ask it however you'd like.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you see any career changes or new finances changing.
I actually do see a lot of things changing for you. I do see that you have been doing a lot of growth, a lot of healing. So, you know, continue to do that work. There are some things that are coming in, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Samuel, are stepping forward for you. And so what they're showing me is that, you know, through this healing that you've been doing, you are starting that shift. But, you know, don't be afraid to dig deeper when it comes to this healing. It does have to do with some things from your past, your childhood, that are coming in. And it may be swirling in your mind right now and your heart as well on how it is that you feel about it. So be sure to, you know, continue to journal. Journal out everything that really comes in for you, as well as emotions behind it, because you're going to start then being able to see what it is that you need to let go of that is not serving you, so that you can really step into who it is that you truly are and what it is that you're meant to do. And it's going to help you with gaining clarity on what direction to go to when it comes to your career. Does that make sense?
It does. Do you see any time frames? Like we're talking 3 months, 6 months?
I do see soon, but it really is up to you. You know, the faster you do this healing and clearing, the faster everything shifts for you. I do see different people coming in for you as well to help you through this process. And also, to what I see is that you're going to be helping other people as well that you're meant to help. To when it comes to, especially, you know, as you share more about yourself and what you've been through recently, as well as what you went through in the past. And so, as you open up and even become a little vulnerable, you're going to be able to attract those people that you are meant to really connect with. And that has to do with love, that has to do with relationships, friendships, all of that's going to start to shift, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you. All right. So we... let me see here. Oh, wow. We are already at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to kind of go through what it is that is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So we have on March 5th, on Friday, the Doctors Are In show with hosts Dr. Rose, as well as Dr. Dax. They are going to have a special guest, Sharon Arafsik, and they're going to be talking about past life regression. So, you know, if you would like some life coaching as well as some free tarot mini readings, be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, March 6th, for the show, There's a Rock for That with host Mary Brown. She's going to be talking about lucky stones. We do have St. Patrick's Day coming up, so she'll be talking about lucky stones. And the crystal guest is Labradorite. So be sure to tune in with her as she talks about that, as well as, you know, she'll be taking open minds and free crystal mini readings as well. And then on March 8th, on Monday, be sure to tune in for Wisdom of the Soul with host Janice Tukes. And then I will be back next week on Wednesday to talk more about spiritual awakening, you know, going back to basics. So, you know, I'm talking about back to basics, and is that spiritual awakening is because this month we're going to be seeing a lot more people who are really awakening to who it is that they truly are, and really being able to see that there is more to them than their humanness. And more to them than, you know, going to an everyday job or, you know, going to school or, you know, being at home. But understanding that they are meant for more and that they are so important and their work is so important and doing those things that they truly long to do as well as using their gifts. That is what they're opening up to, and that's what, you know, spiritual awakening is a part of. Part of spiritual awakening is really being able to see that there's more to us than our humanness, but there's this spiritual world with the divine, you know, and when I say divine, I you know, mean God and higher power, as well as the archangels and angels and guides that we have, you know, supporting us and guiding us. And, you know, we have all of this, and we even also have, you know, those passed on who are supporting us as well and watching over us. And we have this huge team of the spiritual world, you know, guides and angels, and they're all there helping us and supporting us so that we can truly start to see just how amazing we are. And knowing also that we were created in the image of the divine, which means that we are perfect souls. And, you know, as perfect souls, it's important for us to really do those things that we have come here to do. And we've all come here to do many different things. But, you know, to really, you know, it's meant for us to really step into our purpose. And when we start to do those things that we long to do, when we start to do those things that we truly desire to do, that's when we start to live that life that we're meant to live, as well as to be those teachers and healers that we are meant to be. So, you know, I'm always mentioning, and it's so important for us to remember that we are all teachers and healers. We are all there to help others to awaken, help others to see who it is that they are through our own experiences. And a lot of times when it comes to spiritual awakening, when that usually happens is right after a huge struggle or a challenge that we've gone through in our life. For myself, you know, I lost, you know, I had 3 miscarriages / stillbirths, and that is when things started to really change for me. And, you know, it didn't happen right away, but, you know, through that time where, you know, I was trying to get back to who it is I was and finding myself, especially after all that I've gone through. And then, you know, afterwards, after losing them, I also did, you know, have, I ended up, you know, having my miracle rainbow baby, as well as 2 others, my pots of gold after the rainbow, my twins, who, you know, I went through a lot with them as well. We went through, you know, they were early, and, you know, we went through the NICU journey for 3 months. And so all of that happened in our family, you know, really helped me to see that, you know, there is someone watching over us and guiding us. And even though I went through all of that I went through, that we ended up having our miracles, and we ended up, even through the NICU journey, which was painful, which was a struggle and a huge challenge, just, being, in the hospital for 3 months with them and almost losing them several times. And all of that really helped me to really come to realize that there are these powerful forces that are guiding us and that are there for us. And so, that was the start of my journey, my spiritual awakening. And, we all have those struggles and trials that we went through that really helped us to see that there is more for us and that we are meant to use what it is that we've learned, use our experiences to teach others, as well as and teach those lessons that we've learned from our experiences so that we can help others to heal. So, what did that look like for you? If you have been, already awakened for a while, what was that like for you? So, if you'd like to share and teach others as well as heal others, I encourage you to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And, use this platform to really share with others and really be able to reach those who have gone through similar experiences or who are going through them right now, so that they can see that they first that they are not alone, and then to show others that on the other side there's so much waiting for them to do in order and use those what it is that you've learned, what it is that you have gone through, to really reach those that you're meant to reach and find those people that you're meant to reach. A lot of people call them your tribes. And so, who is it that you're meant to reach? Who is it that you need to speak with that you may not even know that you're speaking with? But when you share your experiences, when you share your gifts, when you share what it is that you've gone through, you are helping others heal. You're connecting with those people that you are meant to reach, and you are helping them to heal and to really open up to who it is that they truly are when it comes to divine love and light, that there is more to them and that there is more for them that is waiting for them. So what does that look like? And so for those who are listening, who are just who are starting to experience the spiritual awakening, I want to first encourage you to really, really know that there are people there for you, and you have the spirit world all rooting for you, cheering you on, and helping you, and supporting you, and guiding you through the challenges that you're going through, through the tough times that you're going through, and to know that they're going to be there to guide you. The archangels are always there, and then you have your guardian angels and your guides, your spirit guides, who are guiding you and supporting you, through your intuition, which maybe, during that time of those tough times, it's hard to really be able to listen to those messages and really listen to your intuition because you are going through a tough time. But to know that the angels, your guides, the archangels, and your loved ones who have passed on, they're all supporting you and guiding you, and they're all there to help you through what it is that you're going through. So to, you know, get understand that, remember that, and you know, really gain that strength from that. And, you know, when you call on the archangels, when you call on Archangel Michael, when you call on Archangel Raphael, they're going to be there for you. You may not be able to see them. You may not be able to feel them, which is okay. But know that when you do call on them, they're there. So they're going to support you and they're going to guide you. And, you know, I also, you know, ask that you call on Archangel Shamuel, who is an archangel of unconditional love. And they're going to really help you through this process. And, you know, when I first connected with the archangels, when I first got to know them, and I went through each one of them to really get to know them and to understand what it is that they feel like when it comes to their energy. Archangel Shamuel, when it comes to his unconditional love energy, it feels amazing. So when you call on him, just and you feel something in your heart, you feel that love, you feel that fuzzy feelings, you know, some people call it, know that it's Archangel Shamuel that's there. Also, the other archangels, their divine love and light. So they're going to be there, and it's going to feel amazing when you really connect with them. This is why I love to do the meditations that we do on my shows, and I try to do them as often as they come in for me from the archangels. And it is amazing how much support you can feel, how much of their energy that you can feel. That is going to help you to understand what it is that you're meant to do, you know, whether it's your next steps or to understand that you are supported and guided. So, you know, calling on them and also to know that your guardian angels and, you know, most of us have more than one. They're always there as well, guiding you and protecting you and helping you to see what it is that you need to see when it comes to who it is that you are. And to know that there is so much that you are meant to do there and that you are so important and that those things that you truly long to do, those things that you are truly passionate about, that is meant for you. And then you have the gifts that go along with it, your special gifts and abilities. You know, whether it is, you know, the gift of feeling, gift of seeing, clairvoyance, gift of, you know, being able to sense and feel and all the different, you know, clair senses, psychic senses that we all have. They're meant for you. And sometimes, you know, they may feel overwhelming, especially, you know, if you are very empathic. I remember when I, you know, first felt that, and, you know, it is a gift, but when I first had that gift of empathy really start to show up, it was very overwhelming. And, you know, especially because you can feel into everyone else's energy around you, and even globally for a lot of us, especially if you're meant to reach people globally. And so, yes, it can feel overwhelming, but know, understand and know that they are gifts. And we're going to talk a little bit more about psychic senses in the last week of March. But know that They are all gifts for us, whether it is being able to see with your third eye, your mind's eye, you know, that's gift. The feeling, you know, your emotions and, you know, being able to feel into things. And there's also the gift of knowing, you know, a lot of us have that. You just kind of know when things are going to happen. You just kind of know that you need to do something. You know, those are all gifts that we all have. And some have, you know, stronger gifts in one area than others. And so we're going to, you know, discuss that later on. But know that they are gifts meant for you to use with those passions and abilities that you have. So, you know, to have that in the back of your mind, we're going to learn more about that as we go through this series. And so that we can really, you know, start to understand more of that as well as to grow. And you know, I'm going to give you some exercises to help you to practice that, your gifts as well. So, you know, who it is that we are these amazing beings. We are divine love and light. We are beings who are meant to really reach those that we're meant to reach. We all have people that we are meant to reach. So what does that look like for you, especially if you've been on this journey for a while? And so let's go ahead and take our next caller before we move on. So we have caller from area code 401. Hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Sorry, I couldn't hear you at first. It was breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, no problem. So how can I help you today?
Well, I was just reading. I've been listening into the show, which has been fabulous, by the way. But I figured I'd raise my hand. I read some of the bio or the show's description. That's initially what led me here. As far as, you know, going through a spiritual awakening after a dark period, I've always sort of had moments. When I was young, I mean, there's been different circumstances throughout my life, but the past 6 years have been extremely transformative through a lot of loss, as well as, I'd call it the landslide, like the song, you know, you go up and then you come down, but also, you know, a really kind of difficult relationship, and I'm now in a new beginning of my own and getting back into myself, you know, figuring out who she is now after all of that. So, that's all I wanted to add, really. I mean, I'm open to anything that you might have.
That is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
And it's so awesome that you are, you know, really picking up speed on your journey, because there's so much coming in for you. I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you, and he wants to start with love. For you. And then we also have Archangel Raphael stepping forward. And Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward because what he's sharing with me is, yes, you've gone through so much, but you've learned so much that, you know, don't be afraid to share what it is that you've gone through. You know, being specific on that, because you're going to start seeing just how, not only how loving you are, but just how powerful you are when it comes to the love that you have to share with others. And so people are going to really feel that energy from you, and you have the archangels all supporting you and guiding you throughout this journey. And so, you know, don't be afraid to share what you've gone through. It may be hard at times, but know that you're reaching those people that you're meant to reach and helping others to awaken as well. You know, you may have just started this journey, and you may have been a little bit dormant for a little bit, but to know that you have so much to share and you have so much to give. And Oh, I'm going to tear up. Archangel Samuel is really stepping forward for you because he wants you to know first that it's important for you to really love who it is that you truly are, because you are this amazing person and you are meant to do so many great things. I can see you doing lots of great things, especially globally. I feel that what I'm seeing is you're going to be reaching a lot of people all over the world. But you have to be open to that. So, you know, keep doing the healing work. And Archangel Raphael is stepping in because he's going to help you through the healing that he wants you to do. And it's going to then also continue to help you to step out of your comfort zone. And I know last year was a huge year when it comes to, you know, stepping out of our comfort zone. But they're not done with you yet.
Well, it's ironic No, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, it's just ironic because I had been, you know, I lost quite a few loved ones, you know, 2014, 15, 16. Actually, starting in 2013, there was just like loss after loss after loss. And then I was in a relationship and I owned a property that I received through the passing of my father, actually. And I owned it with another, my significant other. And it was just a very, to put it, I mean, there's no other way to say it, abusive relationship across the board. Very like emotionally, you know, just sort of, I became very isolated. So when 2020 came around, which has been, you know, it was definitely a devastating year. I won't, you know, argue with that. I almost was able to come out of it. And I finally did. I sold the property. It's like I blossomed through that. So I struggled with that a little bit because it was such a different, it's been such a difficult time with everything that's gone on and the shutdowns and, you know, just adapting to a new way of life. But like I was living like that almost, you know, for 2 years prior without realizing it, just slowly shutting down because of the abuse. And to be on the other side of that is amazing.
That's so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that because, you know, there are people out there who needed to hear that. So keep sharing who it is that you are because there are so many people that you are meant to reach with your story, with what it is that you've gone through. And that's going
to help
a lot of people.
It's hard for me to get the words out sometimes.
And that's okay. That's being vulnerable. Yeah. But you know what? That helps those people who are going through it right now to be able to say, okay, I'm not alone in this. And so know that you have done awesome things. You've done so much healing work through that process. And so, you know, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Samuel, they're stepping forward to let you know that you're going to continue that process, but know that you're actually going to be growing tremendously in the next few weeks. And things are really going to start shifting for you. So start, you already started the shift, but now there's going to be even more. So some things are going to fall away that are not meant for you, but there's going to be so many great things that are, you know, really going to come forward for you. You've really started to open up that abundance that we're all meant for. And so I'm so excited for you because I just feel this new energy just like coming in. So
I,
you know, continue
that,
to do.
It's been hard. Not everybody receives it very well, even family members. You know, not everybody believes in that or is on the same, you know, vibrational level, I guess you could say. But
yeah,
I appreciate that because it reinforces that I'm on the right path, even if I seem a little different than others. You know, they don't really get it.
Yes, and yeah, I totally understand because I went through that myself, you know, with my family as well.
I feel like a black sheep sometimes.
And
I'm like,
exactly.
Kind of negative, you know. Yeah, open up a little bit. Yeah.
And
like,
that's part
don't
of
talk
that
about
falling.
That. There's like a stigma.
Exactly. So
it's life.
And you know, it's part of the so it's part of that, you know, letting go of some things. You're not letting go of your family, but you are letting go of those, you know, emotions and the feelings of, you know, you have to be who it was you were before and to try to belong with them.
Right.
But to know that when you start to change and shift, things around you are going to shift. Your family is going to start shifting. You're going to be able to help them in ways that you probably didn't even think about that you can really help them with. And you'll have people starting to approach you, you know, asking you different things, asking you about your spiritual life, and why it is that you're seeming happier and you just feel, you know, vibrationally higher. And people are going to really feel that from you. So keep, you know, working on that. You know, keep doing the healing. There are some things from your past when it comes to childhood and from your parents that are coming in that needs to be released and let go of.
Absolutely.
And that kind of followed you through the relationships. But as you continue to do that healing, it's going to shift. So everything around you is going to start to shift. You're going to, you know, get new relationships, not only love relationships, but friendships that are going to switch and change. Are you also looking for a new career or a job?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have a job, but I've been working, I know at different points in the show, everybody's had to work remotely, but, you know, they were kind of mindful of what I was going through and selling our property and relocating. And we're supposed to start on Monday back in the office, but, you know, it's not going to be until next week and just kind of not busy enough. You know, I need to keep occupied, especially with what I'm going through, kind of a transition. So I've been looking elsewhere. I mean, I just don't find it as fulfilling as I once did. I work in the legal field. I used to be a flight attendant, but I mean, I have a dog now, so I'm not ready to kind of hit the road again. But, you know, I do want to help others. So just trying to find a good fit, you know, whether it's going back to school or whatnot. I mean, I have a degree, but just different modalities, whether I can help others given the circumstances I went through, kind of turn that into a positive. And yeah, I'm not sure. I'm just sort of like up in the air.
Yeah, you will definitely be helping other people, you know, in that way. And what I hear for you is writing.
Yeah.
So, you know, do some, you know, start really journaling and journal out everything that you've gone through and everything that you're feeling, especially feeling, because I feel that that's one of your strong gifts that you have, the empathy and, you know, really being able to feel into other people's energy. So, you know, be sure to write all of that down. And, and so what you're going to start seeing as you write all of this down, what happens is when we write down everything that is on our minds and our hearts, we're actually emptying out ourselves, like the old energy. We're putting it on paper. We're, you know, making it concrete. And we're releasing all that old energy when we do that. And so as you do that, you're going to start to get these aha moments. You're going to get ideas. You're going to get clarity on what it is that you're meant to do. And writing is going to be a big part for you. Okay?
No, that makes absolute sense. I appreciate it. You know, I used to love writing. And lately, I mean, I was only writing emails, like formal, just formalities, but I definitely need an outlet for that too. I think just in terms of kind of coping with everything and being able to deal with it, to heal, because it's still a little bit jumbled as far as, you know, whether it's grief or resentment, anger, you know, I don't want to take those emotions with me in the future, but yeah, kind of get it all out there on paper.
Also, you know, meditation is going to be a big thing for you as well. So what I encourage you to do is start a meditation. I think I did this last week, did a meditation where we send love out to the world. So what you're going to do is, you know, close your eyes and then, you know, put your hand on your heart, which helps us to be in our heart space. And then create that space that is calming for you, that makes you feel at peace and still. So, you know, putting in elements of nature, that is calming for you, body of water that, you know, whenever you look out into it, you feel at peace. So just imagining those things. And then what you're going to do is you're going to see yourself in the space, and then you're going to be able to push out the light that's within you and send that love to others. So it may be hard to kind of see you at this point, but just imagine just this light that's in your heart, this orb of light within your heart, and then just seeing it expand. So it may take some time, but, you know, to do that every morning, and it's kind of like a, it's part of a gratitude meditation as well. So as you are feeling gratitude for everything that you've gone through and everything that you have, that light's going to expand, and then you're going to be able to send it out to those in this world. And that is going to help you a lot through your day. So, you know, when you start that in the morning, it's going to, you know, linger on for the rest of the day. And then you're going to be able to pick up a lot of great things, lots of great energies, as well as just being able to understand your next steps and what it is that you need to do, and who it is that you're really meant to help with your gifts, because you do have so many gifts there. And so you're going to start to see more and more of that, and what it is that you're meant to do. Also, you know, don't forget to dream big. You know, keep dreaming big through this time. Okay, and that's actually going to.
I have a towel that's going. It's a beach towel, but that's all. Thank you.
Oh. And you know that's going
back,
to kind
I
of connect.
And I saw that picture the other day on social media, and I just I remember that I don't have it anymore, but I had taken the picture, and it just says "Dream Big." So thank you.
Oh wow! So yeah, that's actually just kind of going to come out naturally as you do this gratitude meditation every morning. And it's really going to help you to expand and see, you know, all that you can do. And there's so much that is going to come out of this. And this year is going to be huge for you on what it is that you're meant to do. And what I see towards the end of this year is you doing a lot more things than you might have thought possible. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. I will be sure to tune in again.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. So, we are at the top of the hour. The show, you know, always seems to go by really fast. But, you know, I just want to remind everyone that you are needed. You are so needed. Each and every one of us are needed in this world right now. And we each and every one of us have these gifts, has, you know, these unique gifts that we're meant to use with those things that we truly long to do. What is it, you know, especially with everything that's gone on with the pandemic, with everything happening in society, with Bull and with government, where is your heart really taking you? There's also about climate. So any of those areas, are you feeling that tug? Are you feeling as if you need to make a change in one of those areas, whether it's environment, whether it's with people, whether it's government, whether it's healthcare? Where are you feeling that tug? Where are you feeling those emotions that says, I really want to help? Because if you have that longing, that's part of your purpose. That is part of what it is that you're meant to do. So what is that that's for you? And to step into it and, you know, let the divine know, I am ready. After you set intentions of what it is that you want to do, the goals that you want to achieve, and you give it to the divine and say, here, This is what I want to happen in my life. Then what they're going to do is show you your next step. And then it's important for us to take that step. And it's going to be a baby step. It's not going to be a huge step that they make us take, because if that's the case, because of our humanness, we're going to have that fear that's going to keep us from being able to take that step. But it's always going to be little tiny steps, stepping stones, for us to take one at a time so that we can slowly go towards that goal and to really start to, you know, step into our purpose. And when we take that first step, when we show the divine, yes, we are ready, and yes, we want to, you know, achieve those goals, we want to step into our purpose, that is when everything else starts to open up for us. That abundance that we're meant for opens up for us. You know, whether it is financial resources, whether it is meeting certain people, whether it is a career that you're meant for or a job that you're meant for, any of all those things that you need in order to really step into your purpose, in order for you to achieve those goals, those are going to be there for you. But it's important for us to take that first step. It's important for us to show the divine, yes, we are ready to take that step. And that's when abundance starts to happen in our lives. That's when things start to really shift. So what does that look like for you? And then for those of us who are just starting out, it's going to be important for us to do that healing first, healing around what the limiting beliefs, healing around those things that are telling us that we're not good enough or we can't do something, because the divine wants you to know that we can do it, especially after the pandemic and after being, you know, pushed out of our comfort zone. They were showing us that we can do anything, that we are able to get through the trials and the struggles and the challenges. So what is it that the divine is showing you next? What is it that they're showing you that you need to do in order to achieve those goals that you want to achieve, in order to really step into those dreams that you have in your life? Those dreams are there, not just because, but they're your dreams because it is meant for you to achieve. It is meant for you to step into. That's part of your purpose. So what does that look like? And then the divine is going to show you. So they're going to, you know, through your intuition, through different signs, they're going to show you what it is that you need to do next, whether it is cleaning your house. Sometimes they come through that way to clear the clutter, help you clear the clutter so that you can really understand with clarity what it is that next step is, or, you know, anything else, you know, whether it is to find that, you know, get out of that old job that you were in that's not working for you anymore, or stepping into new relationships. You know, what does that look like for you? What is it that the divine is showing you? So, you know, I encourage all of you to really, you know, take that time to do that healing work, take the time to journal, take the time to set those intentions, take the time to reimagine, you know, as that's going to be the energy of this month, and reinventing yourself. What does that look like for you so that you can continue to do those things that you are meant to do? So I want to thank everyone who have been listening or will be listening later, for tuning in. As always, I am sending you all lots of love and light. If you would like to listen to the energy of the month in the week, as well as messages from the divine, from the archangels, be sure to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kat. That's C-A-T-H. You could go there. I'll have messages for you. I also do channeled guidance as well, so you can find me there. Also, if you are, you know, if you have questions or not sure how to start journaling, you know, I'm there for you. So I will, you know, if you message me through my page, I will, you know, respond back, and I'll help you to understand some of the questions to ask yourself, some journal prompts to help you start that journey of healing and start that journey of letting go and understand more of who it is that you truly are. So sending you all lots of love and light. I will be back for part two of Spiritual Awakening. So if you, you know, at any point feel that someone can use this show, someone can use the meditation that we learned, someone can use the advice that was given to different callers, you know, knowing that even though it may have been for a specific caller, if it resonates with you, it's meant for you as well. So sending you all lots of love and light, and then until next week, I am going to say bye-bye for now.